Hello and welcome back to a special homeless edition of our Edison Journalism podcast. Today we're going to be discussing some topics about the homelessness issue both in Fresno and around the country. My name is Matt Chalpigian. I'll be serving as your host today. Also with us, we have Michael Wheel. Michael, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
And we also have Omar Dahir with us. Omar, say hello, please.
Hello.
All right, so we're going to begin our discussion today with a brief local look into why homelessness has expanded in Fresno. Specifically, how has it expanded north in Fresno? And Michael's going to take it over from here regarding that topic. Michael?
Right, thank you, Matt. So, all three of us here live north of Ashland in Fresno. Two of us live north of Ashland, but south of Shaw. So we're right in that little Fig Garden area, and we're just west of Blackstone, which over the past couple years, Blackstone has seen a large increase in homelessness, and I want to figure out why that is. It's been expanding all the way up to Blackstone and Sierra, which is just south of Herndon, which is very far north from the downtown area. So I just wanted to figure out why it's expanding so far north, and why it's just on a street like Blackstone, and why it's not going into neighborhoods, and why it's not, because we don't see as much homelessness on a street like Palm. We see it much more in Blackstone, and I think that's probably because of how Blackstone is a street that tends to have a lot of shops and restaurants and car dealerships and lots of spaces where there are particularly not a whole lot of police activity.
May I make another point?
Yes, go ahead.
Of course.
Just quickly to add a little bit to your astute analysis so far. Our Old Fig section of Fresno, like, let's say where we are is divided up by Ashland to the south, Palm to the north, and then Blackstone and Palm.
Right.
That's what's called a county island.
Right.
So we don't have any sidewalks, and we are patrolled by the sheriff's department, not the police department.
Yes.
So I think that may also be a factor in what's going on, specifically having no sidewalks.
Right. That.
Please continue.
That is an excellent point, because also in our neighborhood, because we are a county island, there are no streetlights. So in our neighborhood, it is pitch black at night. It is very dark. So. But I think one of the another reasons why homelessness has expanded from this downtown area, because we at Edison go to school right down the street from one of the largest sections of homelessness in Fresno by the Poverello House. And driving to school, we see large numbers of homeless communities off to the side in tents. And I have to say, over the past 4 years, I think it has decreased on this corner, because I remember freshman year and sophomore year, the community was much, much bigger than it was now. And I think that's probably because of maybe police crackdown on homelessness, or maybe because of how minimum wage might be a little too low. So I feel like they are moving up north to where there's open space, maybe a little less police, so that they can live and try to work in peace.
But we're going to kick it back to Matt now.
I think just a final point for Michael Singh. For the Edison area that he's talking about, I'd say place yourself on G Street in Ventura.
Around there, yeah.
That general area. Anyways, we're going to be kicking it now to Omar Dahir, who's going to be talking about people fighting to solve homelessness here in Fresno. So, Omar, would you like to take it from here? All right, Omar, here we go.
Hello, this is Omar Dahir, and I will be talking about how people in their own communities and the government are helping Fresno cure their homelessness, especially in the northern region. And one way they are is by giving out food across the area and helping them find homes and take them off the streets themselves physically. And those who have mental health problems, and they take them to certain clinics and finding the pieces that they need to help them continue their lives. And what else did they do? The mayor of Fresno hopes that homelessness will come to an abrupt end in the northern area and hopefully decrease about 30% by the end of 2018. And is the key is to getting people off the streets physically, not just for like a few days or so, just like permanently. And I don't know where you guys, where I know you guys live, but where I live, I don't see many homeless people because it's a very populated area for cops and stuff. So maybe one or two, if that, around my area. And that's basically it usually. And if they see one day, I won't see them ever again for like ever probably. So, and people that like, yeah, that's basically it. So I'd like to kick it back to someone else right now.
I think it's very enlightening to receive a Northsider's perspective on this problem. Someone who's north of Shaw. So now I'm gonna take over from here, and I was looking at other areas that have taken great steps to eradicate. Well, eradicate's not quite the right word, to help homeless people in their area, specifically the metro area of Salt Lake City, Utah, was a great example. Their numbers have decreased greatly, and what I thought was really interesting about Salt Lake City was what really led to their decrease in homelessness was a change in philosophy more than anything else, because when you actually look at the numbers, it costs the taxpayer more to have someone homeless than to have someone in some sort of publicly subsidized housing, because when you're looking at police calls, emergency room visits, because obviously there's going to be a lack of healthcare and other factors like that, it's actually costing the taxpayer more than if there were some public solutions to the problem. So Utah is a fairly conservative area, and so using that sort of economic cost-benefit analysis approach was very helpful for them in their fight to find solutions to the problem of homelessness. I'm just going to quickly pull up some numbers on the matter. One of the keys is helping with the downtown area for Salt Lake City. Emergency shelters are there to help with homeless people. And while it's true that the government played a large part in their quest, private and religious organizations were also very important when it comes to perhaps food drives or coat drives or things of that nature. And it's all about having that mix between public and private help that's really going to make things perfect, because you have public, but then you also have the volunteers, the enthusiastic private citizens that are helping out. And that's really something great to see. And, yeah, I think we're going to call it there unless anyone has anything else to add.
No, I think
we're good. Omar, anything?
We're good?
Yeah. All right, I think we're going to call it there. This has been a special edition of our podcast. We're talking about homelessness today. And signing off.